Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm so glad you're with us this hour. In the last hour, we had Jill Delaney, the president and CEO of Nystia, because they're Nystia there. NYSTIA, the New York State Tourism Industry Association. You got to love that, Nystia. We're going to be doing more with visits with folks in New York State. Truly a 12-month destination. Because you've got all the winter sport. Got mountains. Skiing. Lake Placid, home of Olympics. And the Olympic Museum, which is such great fun. We're going to be doing more with them because I'm seriously interested in what's cooking in New York year-round. And, you know, I want to take Amtrak. I have to go make some reservations and take the train up to Niagara Falls. If you're visiting New York, it's a lovely way to get there. Lovely. Anyway, I wanted to share something with you before we go off to talk about other fun things going on that you need to know about. And I wanted to finish up a story I started in the last hour. So in a couple of days, you'll be able to go to travelers411.com, click on podcast, and choose the June 3rd show and listen to the first hour where I gave the beginning of the story. And I'll give a quick summary on it. I went online when I got an email telling me about some product, a moisturizing cream. I don't know how I got sucked into it, really. I think what sucked me into it was that it was a free sample, just pay for the shipping at around $4 or $5, and that it was something that Melania Trump was involved in developing. Magic cream. Rub it on, look like her. Doesn't sound bad. Although I have to tell you, I come from a long line of people with, as the French say, Kenahara, great skin. I think it's because I never smoked, so I don't have any wrinkles. Shouldn't tempt the fates, huh? But, you know, I live in the glorious Northeast, and if you live in the glorious Northeast and you're here for any part of the winter particularly, you better use a moisturizer. I remember the first time I went to Toronto when it was 17 below zero. And I was warned by, for those of you who in the travel industry, you know the company Skylink, Skylink Aviation Group and Skylink, 1027 Yonge Street, got that emblazoned in my memory. Of course, their address is 1027, which is my lucky number, my birthday, January 27th. Huge air consolidation company. And I was going up to visit them, and they warned me, when you come to Toronto in the winter, not unlike cold days like that here in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, where we broadcast from the Crown Plaza Hotel, they said, don't let any of your skin show. Make sure that your gloves go up under your coat, and your coat comes down over the gloves, so when you bend your arm, your skin isn't exposed. Make sure you put a scarf a wool scarf over your face. Wear glasses or sunglasses. And tights and boots and slacks and this and that. I mean, you know, I thought I was going into polar bear heaven. And I wasn't outside more than 5 seconds because they had a limo waiting for me at Toronto Airport. So I just walked out the door, walked across maybe 20 feet of sidewalk, got in the limo, and then at the other end got out, walked 10 feet and went into the building. So kind of overkill. But given that we live in the glorious Northeast, I thought, well, let me try this. And I ordered it. It came a week later. And a week after that, we had a call from the fraud bureau of our credit card that I charged these shipping charges to. And there were, I wound up ordering two products. So there were two shipping charges. They had not yet billed us for what turned out to be a subscription to these two products that I selected. And we were proactively called by the fraud bureau of the credit card because apparently they had had a lot of complaints from people who were suddenly getting billed. If you bought one product, one was $89, the other was like $94. So you're looking at $180-something monthly. Can you imagine I would have been spending $2,000 a year on some face creams? That's not happening in my house. And I'm not big on makeup anyway. So when we're talking about makeup, I don't know. If I spend $40 a year on makeup, we're talking about a lot of money. It's like a couple of lipsticks and an eyeliner, and I'm done. So they said, because you haven't been billed yet, you need to call the company and have them cancel this subscription. And I hadn't yet received any subsequent product from them. I just got the first sample product and paid the $9 between the two, almost $10, whatever it was for shipping. When I called the company, and I'm sharing this with you because I bet I've got people in my audience that have fallen into this trap, so I want you to know the whole show. When I called and I said, don't want the subscription, don't want any parts of this, thank you very much, get me out of this, and I want you to fully refund the $180-some-odd that the credit card company has told me you've charged to my account. And they said, oh, we can't do that. I said, sure you can. They said, no, we really can't do that. Well, all we can do is give you a 35% discount. I said, well, that's not going to work for me. I don't want your product. I don't want anything to do with you. This is really slimy. They said to me, well, you know, you checked that you read the terms and conditions. Well, the fact of the matter is, when you clicked, you had to click that you read the terms and conditions, or after you'd gone through everything to buy the product with the shipping address and the mailing, you know, the billing address and all the information you had to put in. I felt committed to this story of this $9 shipping charge for two products, 10, whatever it was cheap. You're just paying the shipping to test the product. They said, well, the product's on its way to you and it should be there any minute. And, you know, so we can give you a 35% discount. I said, no, that's not going to happen. Oh, you clicked on the terms and conditions. You read it. Well, when you click on the terms and conditions, what comes up is a white empty box that says terms and conditions. And that's all it says in a big white empty box. But to conclude the transaction, you had to click that you read it. So, yeah, I read an empty box. You can't, there's no place to put that information in. But I clicked on it. Got myself into trouble there. So they said, well, then we'll give you 50% off. And I said, no, I don't think you understand. You're going to give me 100% off. So I'm telling you people, if you fall into this trap or the same kind of nonsense with some other company, you let them know you want 100% of the whatever they've charged you taken off your bill. And they did. You know, it's upsetting. It's particularly upsetting that the first lady's name is associated with this company. And I don't even know if she's aware of the razzle-dazzle that goes on if you decide you want to try this product. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you buy just the basic product, it's going to cost you over $1,000 a year. And if you buy the basic product and the secondary product, I bought the face cream and the eye cream because the skin around your eyes is different from the skin on your face. And the way it was packaged, it looked like, well, that would be nice to take traveling. And I have doubles of everything in my life because I travel. So this stays home and that's already packed to go. All right, we would do that. No, no. If you're going to buy something, make sure when you click on terms and conditions, there are terms and conditions. And heaven only knows how long and intense and where buried in the terms and conditions it says that when you take the sample and pay for the shipping, you are automatically signing up for a year-long subscription that's going to cost you a minimum of $90 a month and up if you've bought secondary products. Can you imagine? I want you to take good care of yourself. You belong to me. And I've got another thought for you right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Monday, July 3rd and Tuesday, July 4th at 8 p.m., James Taylor and his all-star band are back again at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The July 4th concert will be followed by a spectacular fireworks display over the Stockbridge Bowl in celebration of the Independence Day holiday. These shows always sell out, so get your tickets now at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
Coming up in the next segment, this hour, I'm going to be introducing you face-to-face with a special guest we're expecting in our studio any moment. And we're going to talk with our special guest right after these important messages. We'll be right back with Stephanie Abrams.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pops season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open 7 days a week at 11:30 a.m., open until midnight Sunday through Thursday, and till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
40 seconds deep, hear the beat.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, part of the joy of living in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts is that it is a year-long festival of gorgeousness. Gorgeousness outside. Every day, it's a new natural painting that happens outside. And in any one day, as the weather changes throughout the day, it's just remarkable to look out the window or have a little stroll about somewhere and look up at the mountainside and the trees and the lakes. And then you've got all this cultural good stuff that goes on all year long. And you can take part in all of that by coming to visit us here in Western Massachusetts. We're about 2 hours from Boston. We're 2.5 hours from New York City. We're about a little over an hour from Albany. about the same time to get to Hartford, Connecticut. And so if you're flying, you can fly into Logan in Boston. You can fly into Bradley International Airport in Hartford. You can fly into Albany International Airport, just an hour and change away. You can, if you're in New York City, you can rent a car and drive up, unless you drove into the city with your own car, or you can hop on Amtrak, and you will have the most relaxing and gorgeous trip along the Hudson River. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes from Penn Station to the Albany Rensselaer train station, and the wonderful people at Enterprise Car Rentals have a location right there in the terminal at Amtrak. So they'll have a car waiting for you, and you can just hop in and drive and meet us. And if you get confused, call me and I'll come over and guide you. How about that? Is that a deal? There's so much going on. And you know the difference between driving for hours to come to one store that you like or one restaurant that you like, or going somewhere and there's a mall where there's 500 stores that you can browse around and find exactly what you're looking for. I like to think of Berkshire County as that mall because you have whatever your interest, you will find it satisfied in Berkshire County. And among the wonderful things going on here is a place in Lenox, Massachusetts, a hop and a jump down the road from the Crowne Plaza Hotel where our studio is in Pittsfield, the heart of Berkshire County. Almost dead center in the county, you will find Shakespeare and Company. Their website is shakespeare.org because some visionary person early on recognized the internet's going to have some meaning. Let's grab this name. Shakespeare.org. And the plays that they do, while many are Shakespearean and generally with a twist for the 21st century, you will find many contemporary plays, some of them specifically commissioned by Shakespeare and Company. And I have seen some of the most incredible hours of theater at Shakespeare and Company. And I'm thrilled that I was able to entice Alan Burroughs, the artistic director, the brand new almost artistic director of Shakespeare and Company, to bring his adorable face to our studio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah, you know, the last time we spoke, it was by telephone. I didn't know how cute you were.
Oh, my mother thought I was cute. I don't know who else did. But.
Well, she was sure right. Never get an argument from me. When did you arrive in Berkshire County?
Well, you know, I was with the company for 17 years as an actor and a director, and I was running another company in Boston for about the last 8 years or so. So I was last in the Berkshires in 2006, started out here in 89, and now I'm back full-time from January.
What were you performing in 2006?
2006. That would have been 2006 or 2005, King John.
I was looking through the new gorgeous brochure for the upcoming season.
I'm glad you like it.
Oh, not only that, all of the materials have been... Is that your influence?
Partly. It's a collaboration. We also have a new marketing director in Jen Young.
Well, let me tell you, the marketing materials, the playbills, the everything is so much elevated over what I was accustomed to. Not that there was anything wrong with it, but this everything is such a better presentation.
Thanks. And I write most
really
of the
glorious
copy.
But I was looking through and I saw some of the plays that you had been in earlier, and I've seen you. I've been to those performances, and it didn't connect because it was some time ago, and
yeah,
you have to stick around for
the You didn't imagine me as the bureaucrat that I am now.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Alan Burroughs, the artistic director at Shakespeare and Company. You're a keeper, honey. We'll be right back. Don't leave.
Crazy quilt that Wall Street Jack built. If you've got a little time to spare, I'd like to take you there. Come and meet those dancing feet. On the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet. It's a song I love the melody of. 42nd Street, little nifties from the 50s, innocent and sweet. Sexy ladies from the 80s who are indiscreet, all the side by side, they're glorified. Where the underworld can
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Last weekend, I went to see a play called 4,000 Miles at Shakespeare and Company. It's a contemporary play, and we're going to be talking about it at some length in the next hour, because Annette Miller, who stars as the grandmother in this play, who is over-the-top fabulous, will be talking about the play in depth with us, and it's something that you really should get out your calendar, because it runs through July 16th, and you're going to want to see it before it's not there for you to see anymore this season. But if we get lucky, maybe they'll do another run of it next year, because that happens from time to time. But what a great play, and what a great performance, and I'm never disappointed. You know, my expectations are always exceeded. And I wondered if maybe, Alan, firstly, people, check out Shakespeare.org. You can get the whole season's lay of the land of what performances are, and you can get tickets online, and you'll find the phone number to call if you want to call to talk with somebody about buying tickets. So let's talk. Shakespeare and Company, Lenox, Massachusetts. What's cooking? What's coming up?
Well, we're having just opened 4,000 Miles this last weekend. We're off to a big start because this weekend sold out, so we're really looking forward to that being a success. We just went into rehearsal for Cymbeline, directed by our founding artistic director, Tina Packer. This is a rarely performed Shakespeare. We've never done it on our main stage before, and I don't really know why, because it's an intriguing play. It's got deception, it's got betrayal, it's got redemption, it's got forgiveness, it's got
my everyday life.
Exactly.
We're talking about.
It's
yes.
It's a bit of a kitchen sinker. It's got everything in it. And you know, Shakespeare knew what he was doing. He was a mature playwright at this point, and it's really an exciting play, and I think people will really take to it. And
why is it? I thought I had read every Shakespearean play between high school and college. This one never came to my attention.
No.
Why is it buried?
I think it's buried because it's not all that black and white. It's actually got more complexities in it than some of his big ones, like Macbeth or Hamlet, or, you know, even some of the comedies. He kind of folded in a lot of stuff because he was, you know, he was older. He was more experienced, and it's more nuanced, I think, than what you come to expect from Shakespeare. But it's still...
I like the name.
Cymbeline, right?
Yeah. Pretty name.
Yeah. A lot of people think that that's the lead character of the play, and that may be a woman. Cymbeline is actually... He was a Roman king. And the
How
real,
about that?
Yeah.
Sounds very feminine, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Yeah. And yet the lead of the play is actually his daughter, Imogen. He wants her... It's a classic Shakespearean tale. He
is
wants
she a butterfly?
Why? Is Imogen a butterfly?
Well, the word image is associated with
butterflies. Oh, right. That's right.
An image of butterflies.
Right. You know, she wants to marry one guy, and he wants her to marry another guy. And then there's all kinds of deception that happens, and there's a war in between, so there are battles. And ultimately, it has a happy ending, but not before a lot of back and forth. And the audience is the beneficiary of that, because... You know, I reconfigured the stage again, so it's, you know, it's an intimate space. So people get, it's kind of our hedge against Netflix, really, because people get the up close and personal approach, and then they come out of the theater having had an experience for being in the room with it, rather than, you know, binge watching something and that being their experience.
You know, so many people have memories of being tortured in high school and college with Shakespearean texts that didn't penetrate, clearly went right over their heads, and kind of jaundiced them in a way that you say the word Shakespeare and they snooze. And I think, you know, the first time I saw a Shakespearean play acted was at the Globe Theater in England. And I actually understood what was going on, even though it was old English that they were speaking.
You don't expect to.
Well, you know, it's incredible because when people are acting it, it brings all that meaning that you lose when you're trying to deal with what's a bodkin.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's something I remember from a high school class. What's a bodkin?
It's a nightmare on the page. Yeah. But if it's from the gut. Yeah.
But you guys do strange things with Shakespeare. I don't remember which of the plays it was, if it was King Lear or Henry or who. But in one of the plays a couple of years ago,
Henry IV, Part One, yeah,
had to get the message out to his knights. So he took out his laptop, and the knights all pulled out their cell phones.
Right.
How do you have the... I don't want to use the word.
Yeah.
To do that sort of
right.
thing.
Right, yeah. Well, how do you have the kahunas to do that? Yeah.
If you know, in England, they say the cajones.
No.
Honestly,
of course they
I'm
do.
Watching a TV show, and the word was cajones. I said, cajones? What is cajones? And then it went, oh, hello.
Yeah.
Try the Spanish pronunciation, people.
Is that like keeping up with the cajoneses? Yeah. They did do a movie of it recently, Cymbeline, with Ed Harris. And they had all the, you know, all the modern stuff going on. There were a lot of gunfights and stuff. Sometimes it holds up pretty well, like to modernization, but it's not necessary.
Mm.
It's all about the relationship and what's happening between people on stage, and that hasn't changed for 400 years.
Mm.
Why not just do it in an economical, simple way that people can understand and not have all those distractions? It's okay to have cell phones in Shakespeare occasionally. I don't necessarily think it's...
Well, this predates you, so I can't blame you.
Yeah, right.
I can't blame you for it. I really shouldn't even ask you for an explanation of it because you only arrived when?
January.
Wow.
Yeah. Although I did arrange this season with my colleagues over there. So I was actually working part-time starting in September while I worked my way out of my other job, which was running a Shakespeare company in Boston.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So,
what other Shakespearean plays are happening this season?
The Tempest. I'm building a new outdoor theater on the property. It's really important for me to have people have a Berkshire experience. So The Tempest, which was the last play he wrote alone, possibly his farewell to the stage, beautiful play, beautiful father-daughter relationship. There's a shipwreck. Everything's happening, and it's at sunset. So people can come, bring a picnic, pop open a bottle of wine, or we have a full bar also. And from about 5:30 to 7:30, they can take in this play, just as the sun is going down.
Wow.
It's what we used to do, and we want to get back to it. So,
very cool.
Yeah.
I want to live long enough to see the Rose Theater built on the grounds of Shakespeare and Company.
Right. Well, in the meantime, we have kind of a mini version of that, so you can come see it, you know, later in the summer.
Where is it located?
It's right behind St. Martin's, which is that big building
as you drive in.
Yeah.
That big,
and it's right
building.
Next to the Founders Theater. So we opened that on August 10th.
Oh, wow.
The Tempest. Yeah.
Wow. The last time The Tempest was performed at Shakespeare and Company is probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and Olympia Dukakis was...
Prospera.
Yes.
Now we have a Prospero in Nigel Gore, who many of our audience will remember and recognize. So that's, you know, The Tempest, and then we're doing Intimate Apparel, which is a Lynn Nottage play. If the name sounds familiar, it's because she just won the Pulitzer Prize again, the only woman ever to win the Pulitzer Prize twice.
Oh.
She has a play on Broadway right now called Sweat. This play is definitely as good as Sweat. But it's, you know, in a quiet way. It's about a seamstress at the turn of the 20th century, and it's a beautiful play, really powerful play. And then we're doing some plays that people will remember from us doing them at the Mount, two Edith Wharton comedies.
You know, she was one of the cajoneses.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
She was
a cajone.
I should clean that up. She was a member of the Jones family.
Yeah.
And people, it is the Jones family that was very much involved in a kind of nouveau riche conspicuous consumption. So the Jones family was always buying something new, and all the neighbors had to keep up. And so the phrase "keeping up with the Joneses" refers to Edith Wharton's family.
Right.
Yes, that was her maiden name.
And she kind of moved beyond that. That's why she came to the Berkshires.
To live in the little cottage.
That's right. But they all followed her. The Vanderbilts, they all followed her up here.
Yeah, but that's...
They were all going to Newport. And then Edith Wharton said, you know, I'm kind of tired of that society life. I'm going to this mountainous area.
Yeah.
And then they all came up here.
All these fancy pants rich people who wanted to get away from New York City and Boston in the summer because this predates air conditioning.
Right.
So you have a big fancy house that you could just melt in.
Yeah.
And so she built the Mount, which, you know, in a kind of reverse snobbery, they refer to these palatial manor house homes as cottages. So that means I live in a shack, you understand?
Yeah.
By comparison. So, the Mount is this gorgeous place. In fact, I see wedding pictures of, you know, people out in the gardens. And
oh, yeah. Wouldn't you want to get married there? It's gorgeous.
Stay with me. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams having the pleasure of talking with Alan Burroughs, artistic director at Shakespeare & Company in Lenox, Massachusetts.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Helpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open 7 days a week at 11:30 a.m., open until midnight Sunday through Thursday, and till 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have the pleasure of the company of Alan Burroughs. He is the artistic director of Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. If you're in New York on business, treat yourself to an extended stay. Hop on the train if you don't feel like renting a car. You can come up with Amtrak from Penn Station and get off at the Albany Rensselaer train station, where Enterprise Car Rentals will fix you up with a car. Let me tell you, reserve the car in advance. Don't get there and expect there to be a car, because they do sell out. So, but if you're running into trouble, track me down. I'll get you out of trouble. Don't worry. We'll as my friends in Ireland would say, you'll be well looked after. So we were running through the shows for Shakespeare and Company, which you can check out at shakespeare.org, people. And the shows right now, 4,000 Miles, a contemporary play, is running, and it's wonderful. I'm going to go see it a second time. And then where do we leave off in terms of time period? How far out in our discussion of Shakespearean plays and contemporary plays, where did it take us to in terms of the calendar?
Great. That's just what I was going to talk about as well. So 4,000 Miles runs May 25th to July 16th, and then Cymbeline runs July 4th to August 6th. We're doing shows in order this year, not in repertory, you know. So
okay.
What that means is when you go see a show and you're looking at the set, that set is going to live there until the show is over. We don't take them
That's
out or
new
switch
approach.
Them up. Yeah.
Yeah, because in years past, you might have 8 shows in 1 week.
That's right.
In the 2 theaters plus the outside.
Yeah.
And it was a 3-ring circus.
Yeah, it's almost too much. You're almost working against yourself that way. I want to remind people also that on July 1st, we're having our big 40th anniversary Ruby Gala and Sweet Honey in the Rock. Remember that that band? Well, that group, actually, there. An all-female African-American a cappella group, and they are amazing. They're going to do our gala. And then after Cymbeline is Intimate Apparel, which runs July 20th through August 13th. The Tempest, August 10th through September 3rd. The
that
Wharton,
takes us through Labor Day.
Yep. And the Wharton Comedies, August 17th through September 10th. And then we have all the August weekends full of storytellers and songwriters. Midsummer Night's Dream, July 11th to August 19th. And then God of Carnage, September 14th to October 8th.
If I'm not mistaken, and I know you'll correct me if I am, isn't Matt Penn directing God of Carnage?
He was. He got a TV show. Now Reggie Life is directing God of Carnage, and he is a fantastic director.
Wow.
Yeah. So
we've had Matt on a few times.
He's a great guy.
For those of you who weren't privy to those, go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com and put in Matt, M-A-T-T, Penn, P-E-N-N. He directed something like 2/3 of the Law and Order, either directed or was the executive producer
That's
of,
right.
and some of the Sopranos. And he's just a wonderful guy. Do you know what TV show he's doing?
I don't.
Oh,
no.
I have to call him up.
Yeah, give him a call.
I will. Find out what's cooking. I want him to take my novel and make it into a series. We're still working on making that happen. I'd rather see it as a film, actually, but he's into series, so take what you can get, right?
It's his bread and butter. It's kind of his bread and butter.
I should get so lucky.
Yeah.
So what period of time is Shakespeare and Company dark?
Well, we're trying to never be dark, actually. We're trying to do, like, more programming in the wintertime, get people out of their houses. We did, like, workshop productions pretty much every month this last year, and people got really excited about it. Gets them out of the house. They're not hugely produced productions, but at the same time, they get to see some of their favorite actors doing some great material.
Are the show notes and information available now for shows that will be in the fall? And
only the slots. Right now, if you can believe it, we're just starting this season, and already we're planning next season.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but it's
I'll keep my eyes on Shakespeare.org. I'm going to be back to see 4,000 Miles again before it leaves us this season on July 16th, and you'll see my face around often because... Listen, I deserve a wonderful, exciting experience in theater, and it's so much fun to leave the theater and be wherever you want to be within 15 minutes, whether it's your house or your hotel. And it's just, you know, no traffic, no craziness, you know, and those $80 to park your car for 2 hours. It's just fabulous. I'm so glad you could join us here in our studios. Come back next week. Gotta fly now.
For a flying honeymoon, they say, come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.